and you're about to do the scene. You're just ready to go on. They're ready to say, roll it. You get a phone call. You go to the phone, you pick it up. It's your spouse or partner or business partner, and they're really angry. And they're just cursing you, and you have a terrible argument. You're hurting, you're angry, you're upset, it's not fair, you're frustrated. They're nuts, and they're accusing you of things you didn't do, and it's just terrible. You hang up the phone, but it's time to play in line B. So you go, oh man, you step up and they go, okay, roll them. And you go, ah. And you walk across the set. You walk through the people. And you talk to the people. And you play your role beautifully. And then you walk off and they yell, cut. And you go, oh, now that phone call comes back. But in the meantime, you were able to play the role, even though you were upset at the time, even though your thoughts and your feelings were not really serene. You were not truly enlightened inside, but you could play the role. You could relax. You could breathe evenly and deeply and slowly. And you could move with elegance and speak with kindness from your heart, which you've learned. And if there were a quote-unquote true enlightened master playing the role alongside you, someone might not see too much difference. But of course, that's all shallow. That's just fake, right? Or is it? Or is it? What if nobody ever yelled cut? What if you walked off the set and they continued to film you like the Truman Show? What if they continued to film and film and they watched you go home and sit on the john and then get up and make dinner and then the kids are yelling at each other or some other thing happens and you respond to that? Does it mean you always walk through life like the Buddha, smiling and calm? No. What if the house gets set on fire? Are you going to be going, ah? I don't think so. There's a natural, realistic way to be. It's natural to run and move quickly, right? Many of these Tibetan Buddhists I've met who are like child, they're very childlike in a positive way. Remember, you have to become like a child to enter the kingdom of heaven. But they're spontaneous. They'll play like children, but boy, they can get real intense. They train in the martial arts. They're all qualities. In Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland, or Through the Looking Glass, I don't remember which, the caterpillar said to Alice, who are you? And Alice said, well, I don't know for certain, sir. I knew who I was when I got up this morning, but I must have changed several times since then. There are many yous. So if you think I'm not being true to myself acting in this way, act as you would in this way. Act normal. Maybe an enlightened being gets angry sometimes. I've seen that. Passionately angry, fully angry, without contradiction. Maybe an enlightened being is sad. Can you imagine being enlightened? I could imagine being very sad for the world, for suffering. Does it mean you have no more emotions? Now that would be a big illusion. You can have more intense emotions than you ever have before. But the main difference is you act with loving kindness. It may all come down to this. Are you relaxed? Are you breathing? Are you moving with refinement, quality, attention, and elegance? Is your life about service? Non-self-reference. Not what am I going to get out of it, but what can I give and offer? You may not feel like that all the time. Sometimes it's, yeah, but I want to be in line first because I might not get into the movie. But maybe you could say, no, I'm going to play the role of an enlightened being right now and say, please, after you. There's no formula here. I want to make that very clear. No formula at all. But when you change your behavior, you change your identity. Your roles can become your reality. You can change reality by changing roles. Acting is a transcendental art. You step into somebody else's shoes, and if you're going to do that, why not step into the shoes of an enlightened being and begin your practice? In fact, we might say that enlightened beings are those willing to behave in an enlightened way. You don't have to think enlightened, and you don't have to feel enlightened. Just behave that way. One approach to the practice of enlightenment was given to me in a conversation that I attribute to Socrates. But it was really a conversation with the Socrates who lives inside me. He once said, "Musicians practice music. Poets practice poetry. Athletes practice athletics. And peaceful warriors practice everything." What would this be like to practice everything? Are you still practicing your handwriting? Are you still practicing breathing and walking? Can you walk better than you could a week ago? We give up on a lot of things. We put them on automatic and just stay the same.